How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw the curtain to watch a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, you'll meet an American military leader whose career took him to the frontiers of the world. But first, a word from your announcer. A very good idea. Now, step with me behind the scenes to a frontier army post in Arizona in 1889. It's a very hot day, and the dust-covered, sweltering tents of the camp are empty. The perspiring soldiers are taking advantage of the nearby shade of an overhanging ledge of the canyon wall. All around them are the majestic, multicolored pinnacles and buttes of the canyon country. But the men don't appreciate the beauty as they curse the heat and the stupid Indian war that brings them here on patrol. Sergeant Cross rubbed his sun-reddened eyes and gazed out across the burning desert. He and his company had fought the wily Zuni and fierce Apache warriors all the way across the hot, rough desert country of New Mexico and Arizona. The sergeant scanned the surrounding desert for anything that might betray the presence of the hostile Indians. Far in the distance, he caught sight of a tiny cloud of dust. Now he could barely make out an object. He recognized it as a lone rider galloping toward the camp. He yelled a warning, and all the men were on their feet at once. The young second lieutenant in command ordered the horses saddled and the guns and ammunition checked. "You make out any more men?" he called to the lookout. "No, sir," came back the answer. "Just the one, and he looks like a white man." The rider was a white man, but he was so caked with dirt and blood that it was hard to tell at a distance. The wounded man raced into the camp and brought his horse to a halt. "Injuns," he muttered. "Where are they?" asked the lieutenant. "How far away?" "About 6 miles that way." He pointed in the direction from which he'd come. "They attacked our wagon train when we stopped at a water hole. We're traders from Santa Fe. The rest of the boys are holed up in a little cave, but they can't hold out long." The officer gave the order to mount, and soon the little party was on its way to the rescue of the other white men. The lieutenant called a halt when he and his men were within earshot of the battle. "All right, men, it looks like we might have a little fight on our hands, but then maybe we won't." "What do you mean, sir?" asked the sergeant. "You men spread out and take cover along the walls of the canyon. Hide your horses behind those boulders where you can get to them in a hurry. I don't know how big this war party is. I'm going to see if I can get a powwow with the brave who's leading the foray." The lieutenant and two of his men sidled along the wall of the canyon, taking advantage of every bit of cover. At last, they reached the cave where the traders were held at bay. Bullets and arrows whistled by as the Indians closed in for the kill. But before the dramatic conclusion of our story, a word from your announcer. The lieutenant ordered the men inside the cave to cease firing. Then he walked out into the open in full view of the Indians. He held up his right hand in the Indian sign of friendship and tossed his revolver upon the ground. "Who is your leader?" he called. "I wish to parley with him." Out from behind a boulder strode a tall warrior. "I come, white man." We talked. And talk they did. Both sides of the story of the attack was told. When the parley was over, the white soldier and the Indian warrior were in agreement. A bloody battle had been averted. In later years, the officer had many chances to show his bravery and tact, for he rose to become a supreme commander of the Allied forces in the First World War. John J. Pershing. This is Knox Manning inviting you to join me at the same time tomorrow for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, transcribed in Hollywood.